Welcome to the Fetty Host Podcast, a show about the challenges of building a new internet. And this is the most challenges of building a new internet of the Fetty Host Podcast shows, where we field questions from Jeremy Flatt.
The most internet challenged person.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pleased to provide that for you.
This is the Fediverse Tech Support episode that we do every once in a while. Jeremy providing a plentiful supply of queries and questions about the Fediverse as he goes on to administer his very first Mastodon instance up in Yellowknife. So, what is going on, Jeremy? What have you run into?
You want my tech support questions? I spilled soup on my keyboard, so can you help with that?
Yes. Okay. So you're going to want to use an alcohol rub wipe. You know, you don't want to pour it on. Remove your battery so there's no charge in the laptop, and remove the soup from the location so there's no further soup contamination.
So should I use one of those high pressure canister things or not? Because that will make soup go everywhere.
Blast the soup.
All right. No, serious questions. I have created my instance. I have nwt.social and I have a super admin level thing. And I created another account, and I think it's just called Jeremy Admin.
So the first account that gets created for you when you spawn a Mastodon instance is by default a super admin owner account with the maximum permissions. So when you are in the Fetty Host control panel, you'll see what that user is called. And I think it's probably a good idea to write down, you know, on a piece of paper, the exact username. The full username.
I have such a piece of paper. Phil gave me the exact same advice. This is great. I'm not going to show you the actual... This is on some parts that Eleanor made for me on this card here. But I just look, just in case... Well, actually, no, I can't show you because all my details are on there. And then Russian hackers will get into my space. But trust me, there's a lot of writing on the other side of this piece of paper. This is great television.
So there are three kind of admin account defaults in Mastodon. Moderator, admin, and owner. Owner is the super account. I never use the account, really, that account. It's just there, you know. It's almost like a fallback account to use if I get locked out or something like that. So what's the name of your owner account?
Here's the thing. I'm now trying to log into my own server. That's the problem I'm having right now. And maybe the easiest way for me to do that is just get the link from my email, because I haven't tried this in a while.
You need to go to nwt.social in the address bar, nwt.social, enter. You're logged in as Jeremy. So click on preferences.
Preferences. Okay.
Yep. If you click on the word moderation.
Okay.
And then click on the word accounts with an S under it.
Ah, accounts, plural. Okay, sorry. I see it. Oh, wow, look at that.
So those are your accounts.
So I did make one called Jeremy Admin. I knew that. Okay.
If you click on Jeremy, what does it say? Okay, so you're the owner. So what happened is when you signed up, you signed up as an owner with Jeremy.
Okay.
In an ideal situation, this account, Jeremy, would be an admin. It wouldn't be an owner. It would be set aside. But this isn't a big deal. I think you should just use the account, the owner account, assuming your password is good. You know, like it's a strong password. This is fine. I would delete the Jeremy admin account because it's confusing. You're just Jeremy and you're the owner. So we go back to accounts.
Okay, I'm here.
Yep.
Select it.
Open them up. Yep.
Open up Jeremy admin.
And then scroll down. Right in the note, disabling duplicate admin account, not necessary for now. People watching this, you know, sure, we could flip things around. We could be like, oh, now change this one to owner, now change Jeremy, da 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 da. This owner account was created by Fetty Host when the site was deployed. I think it's a good idea to just keep that default account with the settings it's supposed to have. It's called Jeremy, it's fine.
So how do I delete this admin account? Do I turn it into a memoriam?
Yep, that's right.
I didn't realize that was actually what you do. Okay. I feel like there's something a little more administrative sounding to get rid of this account than like literally listed as dead. Okay, die.
So click on suspend. You'll now get an email telling yourself that you're banned.
Oh, okay. You've been suspended.
Maybe on your own little notepad beside you, you just want to write like, this is deleted.
Got it. Right.
So that one's out of the way. Now, the next thing, you said you had another issue that you ran into?
The issue I had was with the relays.
Let's have a look at the relays then. They're underneath administration relays.
So if you go right down to the bottom, I think relays. Okay. Text is probably really tiny there, but it says waiting for relay's approval. And it's been saying that for a while.
Well, there's a reason for that. This is where it's like, I don't know how to make my tutorials any more idiot-proof, you fucking idiot.
Well, I didn't go back to the tutorial again, right? Like, I did the relay thing, like you said, and then it said it was waiting for approval, and then, like, a bunch of other stuff came up, and I got distracted. In all truthfulness, Paige, I haven't made a serious attempt to resolve this issue on my own yet.
An example of what you would probably want would be, like, the hashtag Yellowknife, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Create a new tab and search Fiddy Buzz. Click on that. Follow posts by, type Yellowknife in there. Okay, now copy that text. Yep.
You see, Paige, this is the thing, is that, you know, like, I don't doubt that had I made some sort of a concerted effort to resolve this issue by myself, I might have been able to, but I knew in the back of my mind that you would soon step in and solve it for me, you know? So, like, you just have to embrace your role as an enabler, you know? And as much as you may want to tease me about my ineptitude on the internet, you know, I know you'll always be there for me, so... You know, that's just how it goes. So add new relay.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy. Here we go. Save and enable.
Now tell me if you can see the difference between the relay you added once you hit save and the one that we just added. Can you see the difference between them?
The one has more words in it.
One has the tag. The other, you just copied the blank. You walked into the tag relay shop and said, like, give me it. You know, and you're like, I'd like one. And they're like, what? And you're like, I'd like one.
I'm sure all you and all your little internet friends are like, he doesn't know about the tag.
I just don't understand.
He doesn't know about the tag.
I don't understand. I don't know what a fucking tag is. I just don't understand.
Look, it's like I said, I don't know. Maybe there was a fucking microwave going in the background and I couldn't hear what you were saying. And you were like, where was
the microwave by your fucking head is what I would guess.
Yeah, there might have been. Okay. But like, whatever it was, I missed the thing about putting in the thing. So I don't know what the tag is. I was just like, I pasted the thing. You know, I don't know how the stuff works. You know, here we are. We're going to get there.
All right. So let's click delete beside the one that doesn't tell you what tag it wants. And then go, okay, there we go. So Yellowknife is now being piped in.
I think I'm the only person using that hashtag. So, you know.
Well, you get some stuff. So these hashtags, they don't push it into a timeline, but they make it accessible to people who have joined your instance to follow a tag, right? What we're going to want to do is think of like probably maybe 20 different quite specific tags, like Canada, NWT, Canada politics, you know, like those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get like a few that you'll want to have as the initial user of the instance.
Okay, Canada. I think we're going to get a lot from Canada.
That's good because you're not going to see all of them, but your instance will have Canada. And that means that you'll probably get, like, you know, the people who live in Yellowknife that come from Ontario. You can see the pattern here. You don't need to go over to the Fiddy Buzz website.
Oh, you can just repeat the little take this little buddy and then...
If you go add new relay and okay. Then you paste and then you just change the last word.
Oh.
Right.
Look at that. That's a good one.
Yeah, you could add proportional representation. Those things that you're like, I know that a decent number of users coming in here will be friends who are into this sort of thing. So then the migration is in the same category of like, just haven't looked at it, sort of.
I am happy to have another go at this myself now that I've got over hurdle number one. But I mean, if you want to just go through it with me now, that's also fine. I don't mind.
Do you have anything on your other account that you're particularly fond of?
I like my profile picture and I like my 31 followers or whatever that I have. And people who I would also like to follow.
Let's give a big ticket items out, the follows and the followers from the account. So jump over to your mastodon.social or whatever. Lots of notifications, Jeremy.
Maybe I just doesn't clear them or something. I don't know.
So click on preferences. Let's click on import and export. You've muted three people.
Not because I didn't like them. It's just that they posted so prolifically that like my entire feed would be full of everything. I think one of them is BBC News.
The main thing is follows. So click on the CSV beside follows and download it.
Even I know what a CSV is.
Okay, so click on create. Yeah. All right, save.
Save it.
Great. Now go over to your nwt.social tab.
Okay.
Click on...
account.
Moving from a different account at the very bottom there. Click on that.
Create an account alias.
Yep. Grab your old account handle. You could copy it if you want or if you remember it off the top of your head. Click on public profile on your name and then click on see where it says mastodon.social. Yep, click there.
Yep. Goodbye, praise before hers.
Create alias. Click on the Mastodon public profile for you.
This one?
Yep. Click on the three dots beside edit profile right in the center there. Click followed hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
Like write these down on a piece of paper, basically.
Hashtag who gives a shit. That's a great one. I definitely want to keep following
what,
that one.
What is with these hashtags?
It was because you and Reese were talking about Christmas trees or some shit like that, and I was like, no, guys, I'm just gonna go out into the forest and fucking cut one down. And it's like, if you want a good one, you got to cut down a tall tree, but just keep the top and like fucking leave the rest. Hashtag who gives a shit.
But the thing is, you wrote who gives a shit, but then you followed it.
No, I think I wrote it out and then I saw it appear and I was like, oh, I'll just see if someone already made this, I'll follow it. Sorry, I'm keeping that one. That's a good one.
Select who gives a shit.
Okay.
Someone else said it at some point. Wow. Yeah. Copy the text who gives a shit.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Then go over to nwt.social, click on search or paste URL.
Okay.
Paste who gives a shit. Can you click on the box, like the search box, and then click go to hashtag who gives a shit.
Okay.
And then click follow hashtag.
That's a lot going.
So your account is there, right? The Jeremy at nwt.social. And it's saying like, hey, sign me up for anything that says fair vote or who gives a shit. However, your server has neither fair vote nor who gives a shit on it.
Right, okay.
You're not going to see anything, even if there's lots of fair vote and who gives a shit going on out there in the Fediverse. So what you want to then do in order for your account to receive its well-deserved who gives a shits and fair votes, you need your server to be looking for that stuff.
Right, okay.
And so in order to do that, you do the relay. Let's go over to administration.
Administration. Click.
Click on relays. Copy one of those relay tags before we go on to the next section.
Copy. Okay.
And then change the last tag to who gives a shit or fair vote.
Okay. Does it matter if I use capitals or not?
So the standard thing in the Fediverse is to make it more readable, more accessible, with capitalization at the start of each word. So now let's migrate your followers over. Ready to do the exciting bit. Click on your name, Jeremy Flatt.
Mm-hmm.
You have got 31 followers. So we're going to expect to get like 28 of them or something like that across. Let's click on preferences. You want to migrate, click on accounts, move to a different account.
And then configure it here or whatever.
Yep. All right. So click on your nwt.social tab. Click on Jeremy. Click on that little nwt.social. Grab your handle. Copy it. Paste it.
I hope this is helpful for people to see a genuine, incompetent person just go through it, you know. Ah, something happened. You have recently migrated your account. This function will become available again in 30 days.
Click on your nwt.social tab. Now click on notifications.
Ooh, I got one.
There you go. You're migrating now. These are your old followers coming in.
That's great. And it makes a little beeping noise. How will they know if I talk to them? I guess I can have the same profile picture and stuff.
I don't think you need my help to know how to like change your profile picture and edit your bio and all that sort of stuff, because you figured that out on Mastodon.social. So it's the same. Good job, Jeremy. All right, you're migrated. Actually, let's upload your follows, the people that you're following. I forgot. So click on administration.
On my old account or my new one?
On your new account. This is what we use that CSV for.
Okay, administration. Are we going to upload that little spreadsheet, whatever it is?
Yeah, so we click on import and export, and then import rather than export. Choose file, nwt.social, following accounts.
Oh, would you look at that?
Click on that at the top where it says following list.
Yeah.
Yep, that's correct. Okay, and then click upload and confirm. Great. You can import your mutes. Basically, mutes are for people that you are following who you don't want to know that you're not following them anymore. Or for a temporary kind of cool down where you're like, I'm having an argument with my friend who believes in the flat earth. I'd still like to keep in touch with them, but maybe just get to bed tonight.
That's your example. Mine was just like, ah, oh, this person just like posts like 9 times a day and it's kind of all about the same thing. So I'm just going to chill for a little bit.
I got a video on how to handle that called making your Mastodon feed more algorithmic. And that could be something that you look at. You might try, like, honestly, it might be a good time to change your profile pic to one that's your face so people know it's you.
What should I do about the fact that if I go on Mastodon on my phone, it's still logged into my, like, how do I connect the app on my phone?
So you log out of the current account on your phone and you just log in. It'll say like what server and you go nwt.social. Are you using the default Mastodon app?
Yeah.
So yeah, you just need to log out and log in, not sign up, but log in. And you'll need to tell it that your server is nwt.social now, because the Mastodon app defaults to mastodon.social. And I caution on this, it can be confusing because you go, it all looks the same, right? So be careful that you don't accidentally log into your old account and reactivate it or start using it.
Okay.
All right. So I hope that was helpful for other people who have the computer brain of an 80-year-old man. Thanks for listening and watching if you're out there on the peer tubes. Comment away if you've run into some Fediverse challenges yourself, if you have faced some of the same challenges as Jeremy has. I would say, Jeremy, I mean, I think you would agree. I'm looking forward to the day where you go migrate account and you click a button and put in your password and it just does all the things. What's a little frustrating right now is we're in these early days and there's people like yourself coming in who aren't like tech people having to navigate this like complex process because we haven't eased it up and made it simple yet.
And there's plenty of tech people who maybe just are just no longer in a position to appreciate how complex something incredibly simple to them can appear. I do wonder that like there are people out there who think that maybe some of the magic of the Fediverse will be lost if helpless noobs like me are allowed in to, you know, run wild. But, you know, I'm here. We all deserve non-Nazi social media, so there has to be room for the likes of me in here too.
It's also the promise of the Fediverse. You know, you can leave. You don't have to stay. It's in your control.
If you don't like it, you can get out.
The thing is that if you create barriers to migrating, barriers to using it, which put you at a disadvantage if you're not in tech, for example. Well, you know, guys, like it's another way that you are making something exclusive, not making it for people. I've talked to plenty of people like this. Not too many people hold that view. A lot of people will do the lip service thing. Oh, we want to make it more accessible and that sort of thing. But we really need to like get into the like, you know, these things that you're prioritizing that you put number one. For a lot of people, number one is like UX and ease of use. Maybe we need to kind of listen a little harder to those voices. Otherwise, we are just making it kind of clicky. Anyway, thanks everyone out there for listening to the Fediverse podcast. And thank you, Jeremy, for joining us today and sharing a pretty good example of this sort of thing, which people run into all the time. I mean, there's a reason that we've made tutorials about this a couple of times. You know, migration is complex. Comment away if there's any questions you have for the Fediverse support line. Until next time, Jeremy. We'll see what you run into. Man, it gets a lot more complicated after you're administering an instance. I hate to tell you.
Yeah, I'm really hoping to just palm that off on somebody else. You know, that's my MO, man, is I'll get the thing going, I'll get bored of it, and someone else has to pick up the pieces. So when we get to that stage, I'll have some nice stories to share with you.
All right. Good luck, Phil.